Imagine being able to turn to the person walking next to you and say, could you fix that street light? Well, that's been the experience for people in South Seattle who have taken part this summer in what Mayor Ed Murray calls Find It, Fix It walks. Recently, KPLU's Paula Whistle tagged along.
Did you want to make an impact?
On this warm Tuesday evening, there are neighbors, the mayor, and city employees holding up
clipboards. There we go.
On the clipboards, they'll record problems that are pointed out.
We're going to make a right.
Our guide for the two-hour trek is Police Captain John Hayes, Jr.
Okay, come a little closer.
On Rainier Avenue, he stops us on the sidewalk in front of the Lucky Devil Tattoo Parlor, Tagla's Ethiopian Cafe, and Delight Medical Marijuana Shop.
It's really important you know they are open, that they are doing their part to try and help the community.
These walks are part of the City of Seattle's Summer of Safety initiative, an effort to focus attention on crime hotspots. Mayor Ed Murray announced it after a series of deadly shootings here in the South End. But when I catch up with one of the clipboard holders, Jacob Chen, to find out what's on the top of people's minds.
It's like asking for more crosswalks. With some complaints about a lot of like trash cans.
So
like
traffic and litter. The city says research shows taking care of such everyday things can actually make a dent in crime. I'm walking at this point along a weedy stretch of broken sidewalk with Monica Lockhart. She runs the city's Youth Violence Prevention Initiative. Looking around, she says a place like this just isn't conducive to building a healthy community.
Really, who would come and stroll here? Because it's filthy and there's garbage. So if people did feel comfortable, you'd have more human traffic, which means, you know, in the research terms, more guardianship.
And she says, less crime. A man crosses the street with a Starbucks drink in hand. Lockhart asks him to join the walk. He declines. But when we ask him what concerns him the most, he thinks for a moment and says,
okay, you know what?
Yep.
My nephew got hit right there on MLK and Walton. Like, his name is Trayvon, and he's still, like, not walking. Like,
wow.
So what Marcus McLean wants is better street lighting. Monica Lockhart writes it on her clipboard, and we move on. Later, city departments will get together to review all of the requests and decide what action to take. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.